We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, courageous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hawkbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hawkbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhad Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Korea donates $3.5 million to foster science and technology in Cambodia. In animal news, a United Kingdom scientist finds that preening each other helps birds relax. In conservation news, Jordan establishes a model organic farm in the Mujib Biosphere Reserve. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 20th, is the birthday of prominent American environmental and civil rights advocate, Mr. Anthony Van Jones. Born in 1968 in Jackson, Tennessee, Mr. Jones is the founder of three nonprofits, the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, Green for All, and Color of Change. His book, The Green Collar Economy, was on the New York Times bestsellers list. In 2009, Mr. Jones served as the Green Jobs Advisor for the administration of U.S. President His Excellency Barack Obama. He currently holds a joint academic appointment at Princeton University in the U.S. Our gratitude, Mr. Anthony Van Jones, for your dedicated efforts for a just and sustainable future. We wish you a joyful birthday celebrated with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Major quake claims lives in India, Tibet, and Nepal. As of Monday, September 19th, at least 67 people are known to have perished from a tremor registering 5.9 on the Richter scale that struck the previous day in India's Sikkim state near the capital city, Gangtok, with tremors that also impacted neighboring Nepal and were felt in Bhutan and Bangladesh. The quake was followed by a series of aftershocks of up to 6.1 in magnitude. Fatalities have been reported in India's Sikkim, Bihar, and West Bengal states, as well as in Tibet and Nepal. At least 60 people have also been injured, with some 100,000 homes damaged in and around Gangtok. Three of the fatalities, including an 8-year-old girl and her father, occurred in Nepal's capital of Kathmandu, when a wall of the British embassy collapsed, while another occurred in Bihar, India, amidst the stampede of panicked residents during the tremors. Emergency responders included 400 personnel from India's National Disaster Relief Force with partner canine squads, as well as Indo-Tibetan Border Police, who reported rescuing more than 300 people by Monday. Upon hearing of the disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately offered $30,000 in emergency aid with all her love and sorrowful prayers, as she also asked that our association members please go, if possible, to offer help to the most desperate in the three affected countries. This amount could obtain $356,000 in items if purchased in the United States, based on the general cost of living in India, Tibet, and Nepal. Our appreciation, all officials and personnel working to assist the quake afflicted, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt care. In sympathy for those who have lost loved ones, we pray that such devastations may quickly be curbed through humanity's kinder, eco-stabilizing stewardship of the earth.
China landslides claim victims.
On Saturday, September 17th, unrelenting heavy downpours in Shaanxi province resulted in a massive landslide of 100,000 cubic meters that covered two factories with mud and rocks in the provincial capital, Xi'an, and buried at least one structure in Baoji City, taking the lives of 14 people and leaving 18 others missing as of Monday.
More than 700 emergency personnel and volunteers rushed to the scene to join the relief efforts, with eight people in Xi'an and Baoji City who have also been rescued and are in stable condition in a hospital. Torrential rains throughout the province have forced the evacuation of over 100,000 people since the beginning of September.
Conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested our nearby association members to please find out from regional officials whether help is required, and to also go, if possible, to render assistance to the most vulnerable. She added that funds for urgent needs are available.
We thank the firefighters, police officials, and locals Angels for your immediate and diligent relief efforts, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. With sadness for the loss of precious lives, we pray that the missing are safely discovered and that such devastating events subside through our gentler ways as a vegan world. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Imagine, it's thee. Confined in a dirty, tiny, little crate. Don't know how to spell S-P-A-C-E, space? Wading in filth and urine and stench, never feel the sun or breeze on my skin. Are these made only for human beings? Can neither turn to the left nor right, force-fed drugs till you lose your mind, sweltering at noon, frozen in the night,
Fresh air? What is it in the name of life? Cuddling babies, you might trample on them, or they'll die from cold and rotten hygiene. If they survive, they'll be eaten afresh at such tender months. Oh, all the gods. Can't even tell of my nightmare. The entire human race. Anyone cares? I live in terror and suffering my whole life just for their pleasure. A bloody bite. Enduring truck with hampering stand, to wherever to be torn open from limb to limb, or to hang from one leg on the ceiling, and to have your throat slit like a worst criminal, gut and blood spilling all over, amid crying, begging, and agonizing screams. How can anyone bear or enjoy such a sight? Have they all been dumb, deaf, and blind? Since when have humans become so cruel? Losing all their loving, kind nature, they kick, stab, slice, and torture. Oh, the pain is beyond endure. I cry for help. Is someone there? How come? Only blood. Blood. And blood everywhere. Within these cramped, dark, horror-filled walls, there is no one but axes and shadows. Shadows that are mighty, axes that are sharp. I am terrified. I am small, trembling, helpless. Oh, if you don't know if there is hell, come and see right here. Nowhere else. Dear human friends, how can this be? Why? Why? Why must you torture and eat me? Imagine it's thee. Imagine it's a member of thy family.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 491. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Lebanon conference focuses on elimination of cluster munitions, concluding on Friday, September 16th in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. The five-day second meeting of states parties to the 2008 Convention on Cluster Munitions brought together delegates from 131 countries, 62 of which have already signed the international convention banning the weapons' use, production stockpiling, or transfer. While some signatory nations reported that they were close to completing the treaty's ratification, others like Malaysia, Gabon, Kiribati, Tajikistan, and newly independent South Sudan all indicated their intention to sign. At the meeting's conclusion, participants also agreed to adopt a new agreement called the Beirut Declaration, which affirms their support for the convention and further state, "Together, we are compelled to do more to accomplish our collective goal, a world free of cluster munitions." Bravo and our sincere appreciation, all conference participants, for your work to bring greater peace to our world. May the day come soon that all weapons are a thing of the past as harmony prevails in societies across the globe.
Save our planet. King crabs migrate to the Antarctic due to climate change. A new study published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B by researchers at the University of Hawaii at Manoa in the USA has found that king crabs have been moving constantly in response to underwater temperature increases, driving them toward the previously uninhabitable Antarctic. Unfortunately, the arrival of these marine animals has disrupted their new ecosystems, creating imbalance in other organisms there, with the new crab population estimated at 1.6 million in the Antarctic's Palmer Deep Basin alone. Researcher and oceanography professor Craig Smith of the University of Hawaii at Manoa stated, "It looks like a pretty negative consequence of climate warming in the Antarctic." Professor Smith and colleagues, we appreciate your work in revealing the dire effects of climate change on even the most remote marine ecosystems. May we act in unison to reverse this damaging process and restore lives of balance for ourselves and all fellow beings.
During a May 2009 video conference in Togo, as Supreme Master Ching Hai described how to explain global warming to young people, she mentioned the loss of precious animals and their habitats due to climate change, as she suggested a way for everyone to be able to halt it.
You can show how the migrating birds have to fly farther and farther to find a place to nest, and the polar bear swims longer and longer now, because there is no more ice, till sometimes they drown of exhaustion. Or why the neighboring country has so many floods in recent years, so many disasters, etc. Tell them how climate change is affecting real lives, real animals, real people, and their own lives as well. But it's also important to show the young people that there is still hope. We can still save the planet. It's a chance to be true heroes by being vegan and spread the news of this solution.
Save Our Planet. In a study published in the August 31, 2011 issue of the Journal of Water Resources Planning and Management, U.S. and Swedish scientists report that the spring run Chinook salmon is in danger of a total extinction in California, USA, due to warming of freshwater summer streams in which they are unable to survive.
Save Our Planet. In the 13th edition of The Times Comprehensive Atlas of the World, cartographers have had to remove 15% of Greenland's ice due to global warming, while adding the new Warming Island, which has appeared due to the ice retreating from accelerated temperature rise.
Greetings, viewers. I'm Mimi.
Hi there, I'm Tutu.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
Our low-emission vegan diet is delicious. Today we have a health tip to share.
Iodine is a trace element which contributes to well-being, especially of the thyroid.
It also helps metabolic rate and energy level.
Vegan sources of this important substance include the sea vegetable kelp, baked potatoes, prunes, strawberries, and green and lima beans.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the World Wide Weather.
Thank you. Humanitarian news, South Korea donates $3.5 million to foster science and technology in Cambodia. The Korea International Cooperation Agency has contributed the funds for the development of a National Center for Research. Agricultural and information technology programs, among others, will also be enhanced. South Korea will provide ongoing technical support and continuing financial aid to help put the program in effect in the future. Our heartfelt appreciation, South Korea, on your generous assistance. May your exciting collaboration bring great benefits and advancements to the kind-hearted Cambodian people.
In animal news, a United Kingdom scientist finds that preening helps birds be more at ease. Dr. Andrew Radford of Bristol University studied 20 groups of wild greenwood hoopoes, a non-migratory bird, in South Africa for 6 months. Dr. Radford discovered that when the avians gave each other full body grooming, it seemed to be a type of massage to promote relaxation of both birds. Dr. Radford noted it could also be a method for more senior members of the group to connect with younger ones. Many thanks, Dr. Andrew Radford, for highlighting the sociable nature of gentle avian co-inhabitants. May we continue to grow in understanding and appreciation of our majestic and loving feathered friends. Up next on Noteworthy News, medicinal herbs and vegetables will be cultivated at a model organic farm in Jordan. We'll say a silent prayer for peace and joy in the world. Be right back. Stay tuned for more visionary news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for a gorgeous world. In conservation news, Jordan establishes a model organic farm in the Muji Biosphere Reserve. According to Jordan Times, the 10,000 square meter plantation is part of the integrated management of water sources in Mujib Nature Reserve project of Royal Society for the Conservation of Nature. Medicinal herbs and vegetables will be cultivated with chemical-free fertilizers and water-efficient techniques. The farm will also be a source of income for several families in the area. Kudos, Jordan, for this earth-friendly project. May your conservation and development goals be blessed with great success.
Let's enjoy some lighthearted humor with a joke told in Ewe, a language spoken in Ghana, Togo, and Benin. It is entitled Retirement Advice.
Na a messi oja ha obode me ne e fe bla de vo aton kwele miasi la migayi afisi a messi o ho obode me nona o ela bena a messi o kata le e fe blandre blanyi alo bla sheke mele afimala ne wa doli tefena nane alo akokwe alo afuela o dona ugle blona bena miyo miayo meto o
And now for our viewers' heartline on The Real Love, a musical performance on August 27, 2011 at the prestigious Pasadena Civic Auditorium in Pasadena, California, and broadcast live in celebration of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary. The extravaganza was based on a true heartwarming story and featured Oscar, Tony, and Emmy winners and nominees with Supreme Master Qinghai's exquisite poetry set to music by Oscar, Tony, Grammy, and Emmy-nominated and winning composers.
Beautiful and heart-touching true story. I could not hold back my tears. I felt happy and very content after watching The Real Love. Joanna Tan, your beautiful performance touched my heart deeply. My deep appreciation to Supreme Master Qinghai. Viewer from Texas, USA.
Vibrant viewer, it is wonderful to hear that you enjoyed the performance of The Real Love. We are also very grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing her personal and profound poetry, which was written during her youth and in the years 1978 to 1980, with verses for the title song, The Real Love, being composed more recently in April 2011. We also express our appreciation to the amazing performers who move the audience deeply. May each global citizen be ever more blessed by the divine with inner bliss and love for all beings.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be blessed with love from the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Egyptian Prime Minister Issam Sharaf and Visiting Prime Minister Meles Zenawi of Ethiopia meet in Cairo, where they agree to renew their country's amicable relations as they discuss future cooperation as well as ways to equitably distribute resources from the shared River Nile.
The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, announces that it will end its military operation in Libya within 3 months, with the United Nations planning to send some 200 civilian advisors to assist the new government.
Meeting with Christian and Muslim leaders from the U.S. following a conference held in Tehran, Iran, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad suggests the establishment of a joint committee comprising religious leaders and scholars to enhance understanding between the two nations.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that stricter regulations have resulted in a decrease in new lung cancer rates across dozens of U.S. states, with New York also announcing a 35% reduction in smokers since 2002, resulting in an all-time low for the state.
Using images from satellite mapping technology in the Middle Eastern country of Jordan, Australian researchers are able to discern aerial views of mysterious wheel-shaped structures etched in stones ranging from 20 to 70 meters in diameter that are thought to be at least 2,000 years old.
After 1,080 days at sea, 77-year-old Japanese sailor Minoru Saito sailed into the port of Yokohama, Japan, completing his third ever circumnavigation of the world as he set the record for being the oldest person to do so, this time even sailing from west to east against the wind and tide.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.